St. Pete City Attorney John Wolf stressed that the Rays shouldn't be something that pits St. Pete against Tampa.
I would hope that we would have some restraint in engaging in any kind of talk with respect to whether Tampa is better than St. Petersburg or St. Petersburg is better than Tampa. The papers and the news media are trying to get some sort of competition going here, some sort of conflict. I don't think that's in our best interest to feed into that at this point.
On Monday, Tampa Bay Rays owner Stuart Sternberg announced that the Rays wouldn't be playing in Tropicana Field when their contract with the stadium expires in 17 years. Wolf said those were pretty careful words.
What they did say is the Rays will not be playing in Tropicana Field when our current lease expires in the year 2027. It didn't address something prior to that. And the reason they did that is because our contract clause has an exclusive dealings clause in it, which says they can't talk.
Stuart.
Can't talk to other individuals or entities about playing anywhere other than the Dome during the term of the contract.
After Sternberg's announcement, the city quickly assembled a legal team to explore possible avenues the Rays might take to get out of the Trop before 2027. That legal team will be exploring similar cases in other cities. These include those of the Montreal Expos and the Minnesota Twins. The city lost the team in the former case, but kept it in the latter. Wolf said the mayor would consider letting the Rays play in a different location, but only if that location is in St. Petersburg.
If the Rays want to talk about something in St. Petersburg, whether it be the present location or another location and a new stadium, he would entertain that. However, he can only entertain that with an amendment to the contract. Because right now the contract provides that they'll play in the Dome.
Mayor Bill Foster said this was not a slight to other cities in the Tampa Bay region, but rather an acknowledgement of the money St. Petersburg and Pinellas County residents have put into the Trop since before it opened in 1998.
We are elected to represent the interest of our taxpayers, and there's nobody in the region that has more skin in the game than this community.
The eight members of the St. Petersburg City Council unanimously agreed. Councilmember Jim Kennedy.
And I think it is important to recognize that our citizens, our taxpayers, are the ones that took the risk to bring this regional benefit to our region, the Tampa Bay area, building the stadium with the help of Pinellas County, and would encourage, obviously, everybody to go out and support the team and buy seats and encourage them to continue to be here.
While Rays owner Stuart Sternberg has said downtown St. Pete is out as a potential new stadium site, Foster said he'd entertain looking at the city's gateway area as an alternative. But the mayor acknowledged that regardless of where that new field might be built, the question of how to finance a new stadium remains unanswered.
It's too early to get into how any facility would be financed. But there's a lot of creative ways to finance without really impacting the taxpayers. The taxpayers have already invested in the existing site, so there's some possibilities of financing through transferring development rights or the equity that the people have already put into the property. But quite frankly, if it involves city land or city or taxpayer money, then I would request a referendum.
Foster has hinted that Major League Baseball might try to help the Rays get out of the Trop. City Attorney John Wolf said if that were to happen, it wouldn't be as bad as it sounds, but noted it would complicate things, given that the league is a collection of clubs and not a corporation.
If Major League Baseball gets involved, it's that also happened in Minnesota, and the court did not take kindly to that. Major League Baseball, by the way, is an association. It is not a corporation. It's not a company. It's an association, which means when the last time we sued Major League Baseball, you had to sue every baseball club.
Foster said that if Major League Baseball were to financially overpower St. Pete's legal team and the Rays leave anyway, the city would survive.
We're not a one-dimensional city. We're a city that was just voted number one as an arts and cultural destination of cities in the entire country, not exceeding 500,000. So we're not one-dimensional, and we're about a lot more than 81 events a year in a city. We have a lot of challenges, a lot of issues, but one thing is certain. We want those 81 events to occur in the city of St. Pete.
A call to the Rays press office for comment was not returned by airtime. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.